We need to address a deeply troubling development over Memorial Day weekend, coordinated teen takeover events that sparked violence across multiple U.S. cities. These social media organized gatherings led to shootings, injuries to police officers, and emergency curfews being implemented from coast to coast. This represents a new category of social media-enabled mass events that law enforcement agencies aren't well equipped to handle.
The coordination aspect is what makes these events particularly concerning from a public safety perspective. These weren't spontaneous gatherings. They were planned through social media platforms with the explicit intention of overwhelming local law enforcement capacity. When hundreds or thousands of teenagers simultaneously converge on public spaces with the knowledge that police can't effectively respond to all locations at once, it creates a breakdown of basic social order.
What's strategically problematic is how these events exploit the limitations of traditional policing models. Law enforcement agencies plan for known events like festivals or protests, but they struggle to respond to dozens of simultaneously emerging situations that develop faster than organizational response capabilities. Social media allows coordination at speeds that exceed institutional reaction times.
The economic implications extend beyond immediate property damage and emergency response costs. Cities that experience repeated events like this could see businesses relocate, tourism decline, and property values affected in areas perceived as unsafe. Municipal insurance costs could also increase if these events become regular occurrences during holiday weekends.
Meanwhile, we're seeing the cybersecurity infrastructure that should help protect against digital threats being systematically weakened. CISA has lost over a third of its workforce since Trump took office, even as AI-powered cyber attacks are surging, according to industry reports. The timing couldn't be worse for reducing cybersecurity capabilities when attack sophistication is increasing rapidly.
The CISA situation represents a dangerous false economy. Cybersecurity professionals take years to develop expertise, and once you lose institutional knowledge, it's extremely expensive and time-consuming to rebuild. AI-enabled attacks are becoming more sophisticated and harder to detect, requiring exactly the kind of expert human analysis that CISA is losing through budget cuts and workforce reductions.
The U.S. also denied a visa to a Russian deputy foreign minister for a UN meeting, which might seem like a minor diplomatic slight, but actually represents a significant escalation in how the U.S. is interpreting its obligations as UN host country. Historically, the U.S. has issued visas for UN business, even to officials from adversarial nations. So this denial suggests a hardening of diplomatic positions.
U.S. military operations continue in the Eastern Pacific, where another strike on an alleged drug boat killed one person and left two survivors. This brings the death toll from these anti-narcotics operations to at least 194, while the Pentagon's Inspector General reviews whether the campaign is following proper targeting protocols. These numbers suggest a significant military operation that's receiving limited public scrutiny.
The drug interdiction campaign raises important questions about the legal framework for military operations outside traditional combat zones. When the military is conducting strikes that result in casualties in international waters, the targeting protocols and legal justifications become critically important for maintaining international law compliance and avoiding escalation with other maritime nations.
Supreme Court decisions are also shaping the legal landscape around technology and social responsibility. The court just allowed Vermont's Instagram addiction lawsuit against Meta to proceed, which could establish important precedents for how social media companies bear responsibility for the psychological effects of their platforms on users, particularly minors.
The Meta lawsuit proceeding suggests the Supreme Court is willing to allow states to pursue novel legal theories about technology platform responsibility. This could open the door to significantly increased liability for social media companies if courts determine that algorithmic design choices constitute negligent or intentional harm to users' mental health.
But here's where we should ask ourselves, what if we're wrong about the most significant assumption underlying today's analysis? We've been discussing these various crises, from teen takeovers to cybersecurity workforce reductions to social media litigation, as if they're separate problems requiring individual solutions. What if they're actually symptoms of a broader institutional failure to adapt governance structures to digital age challenges?
That's a really important reframe, Marcus. Traditional government agencies, legal frameworks, and law enforcement models were designed for a world where communication was slower, coordination was harder, and threats were more predictable. If the underlying problem is that our governance institutions are systematically mismatched to digital era challenges, then addressing individual symptoms won't solve the fundamental mismatch.
If we're wrong about treating these as separate issues, the signal to watch for would be continued escalation across multiple domains simultaneously, more coordinated social media events, more sophisticated cyber attacks succeeding against reduced defenses, and more legal challenges to technology platforms that courts struggle to adjudicate effectively. Success in addressing one area while others deteriorate would suggest our diagnosis is correct.
The alternative would be evidence that existing institutions can successfully adapt, CISA developing new capabilities that require fewer personnel, law enforcement developing effective responses to social media coordination, and courts creating coherent legal frameworks for digital platform responsibility. Those would suggest institutional resilience rather than fundamental mismatch.